Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Virgin Way by Richard Branson, an insightful exploration of leadership that's as unconventional as its author. Written by the globally recognized business magnate and philanthropist, this book not only sheds light on Branson's unique approach to business, but also offers valuable lessons gained from his extensive and successful career. Drawing from a lifetime of pushing the limits across his vast empire, Branson uses personal anecdotes and the narratives of his most spectacular triumphs and challenges to illustrate key principles of effective leadership. His charismatic, risk-taking style is filled with wisdom that appeals to anyone eager to succeed in their own ventures, be they budding entrepreneurs, business enthusiasts, or fans of motivating stories. Having founded the Virgin Group, which comprises over 400 companies, and with a net worth of around $4 billion, Branson's credentials impressively back the advice given in The Virgin Way. His recognition on the Time magazine's list of the most influential people in the world in 2007 further underscores his impact on global business and leadership. Join us today as we unpack The Virgin Way, perfect for anyone looking to inject a dose of inspiration into their leadership style, with tips from someone who has been there and done that in grand style. The Virgin Way, Everything I Know About Leadership. Introduction. Life lessons from a billionaire who dared to be different. Imagine dropping out of high school and then becoming a multi-billionaire. Sounds like a fantasy, right? But for Richard Branson, the maverick entrepreneur behind the Virgin brand, this is his real-life story. Over the past four decades, Branson has not only built a global empire, but also crafted a leadership style that is uniquely his own, often referred to as the Virgin Way. This style isn't just about making smart business choices. It's about being a good listener, maintaining a spirit of generosity, and never losing a sense of fun. Branson's journey from a young boy with dyslexia to launching the iconic Virgin Records store paints a picture of a man who is not afraid to step off the beaten path. His approach to business and life shows that turning the ordinary on its head can lead to extraordinary outcomes. Through his narrative, you will explore the key experiences that have defined his approach to business and leadership. In this summary, get ready to uncover the critical leadership lesson Branson learned from his father, how a tendency to procrastinate actually shielded him from a massive financial downturn, and the reason why true innovators are often met with opposition. Join us as we delve into the principles that helped Branson dance to the beat of his own drum, leading to unparalleled success in the business world. Through Branson's captivating anecdotes involving some of the globe's most renowned brands, this exploration is more than just a business lesson. It's a testament to the power of doing things your way. Part 1. The Roots of Empathy in Leadership. A lesson from Branson's childhood. It's often the subtle and early influences in our lives that shape us into the individuals we become. Richard Branson credits his unique leadership style largely to the upbringing he had under the watchful eye of his parents. This style is marked not just by strategic acumen, but a profound sense of compassion and understanding towards others. As a young boy, Branson's sweet tooth led him into a bit of mischief, stealing change from his parents to sate his craving for chocolate bars. When the local shopkeeper relayed her suspicions to Branson's father, Ted, young Richard braced himself for a severe reprimand. However, the punishment he anticipated never came. Instead, his father chose a subtler form of discipline. He simply gave his son the silent treatment for a day. This non-verbal disapproval was enough for Richard. He understood his father's disappointment and never stole again. This pivotal childhood experience left a lasting impression on Branson. As he stepped into the role of an employer for thousands, he carried his father's legacy of leniency and understanding forward. An illustrative example occurred during his time at Virgin Records, when he discovered a young talent scout in his employ was pilfering records to sell them elsewhere. Remembering his own youthful indiscretion, and the lenient treatment he received, Branson decided against dismissal. Instead, he confronted the employee in private, offering a second chance, an opportunity that the employee utilized to redeem himself and ultimately become invaluable to the company, discovering major talents like Boy George. Branson's approach starkly contrasts with more authoritarian business figures like Donald Trump, who has often been seen publicly demeaning individuals on his television show, The Apprentice. These practices, geared towards entertainment or not, underscore a broader acceptance of harsh leadership tactics prevalent in the business sphere. However, Branson's story highlights a different path, one that champions empathy and second chances, hallmarks of what has come to be known as the Virgin Way. This method promotes the belief that the right blend of gentle guidance and understanding can not only change the trajectory of an individual's life, but also positively influence entire organizations. Part 2. Listening, the overlooked cornerstone of exceptional leadership. While the qualities of a good leader often emphasize charisma and eloquence, Richard Branson advocates for a less celebrated but equally essential skill, listening. When we recount the achievements of historical figures like Winston Churchill and John F. Kennedy, their iconic speeches often spring to mind. Churchill's stirring Finest Hour address and Kennedy's compelling inaugural speech in 1961 are both remembered as verbal masterpieces that defined their leadership. But Branson suggests that their success may have hinged not just on their speeches, but also on their ability to listen. Branson himself has honed the art of listening throughout his career, a practice he believes has been pivotal to his success. He recalls his teenage years when he started his magazine, Student, and interviewed renowned figures like novelist John le Carré. Due to the unreliable nature of his tape recorder, Branson took to writing down remarks and insights shared by his interviewees, a habit that stuck with him. To this day, he maintains this practice, evidenced by his extensive collection of notebooks, filled with reflections gleaned from conversations. The real power of listening and note-taking is exemplified by a particular interaction Branson had in the 1990s. After giving a speech about his business ventures in Greece, Branson engaged in a question and answer segment where a young man captivated his attention. This individual was not only keen with his questions, but also diligent in jotting down the answers. That young man was Stelios Haji Ioannou, who would go on to become the founder of EasyJet, one of the UK's most successful airlines. Branson views Haji Ioannou's rise to prominence as a clear testament to the transformative potential of good listening. It's a skill that allows leaders to absorb knowledge, recognize opportunities, and connect genuinely with others, qualities that are indispensable in any successful entrepreneur's toolkit. Through these insights, Branson underscores a crucial point. While the ability to inspire through words is invaluable, the capacity to listen deeply is what truly shapes a visionary leader. The stories of Churchill, Kennedy, and Haji Ioannou serve as a reminder that listening can indeed be a leader's most powerful tool in navigating the path to success. Part 3. The secret ingredient to business success? Fun. What truly defines a company's culture? If you ask Richard Branson, the answer doesn't lie in strategic plans or corporate meetings, but in a much more vibrant and often overlooked aspect of the workplace. Fun. Echoing management guru Peter Drucker's sentiment that culture eats strategy for breakfast, Branson underscores the significance of a delightful and lively working environment as a cornerstone of business success. Reflecting on Virgin's early days, Branson recalls how the original team, lounging on beanbags in the modest Virgin Records shop, embodied a culture of enjoyment and camaraderie. This environment wasn't just about relaxation. It was a fundamental part of how the team bonded and how they approached their work with passion and enthusiasm. Despite the inevitable challenges and long hours that came with starting and growing a business, Virgin thrived because its team was deeply committed to both their work and their play. This blend of professionalism and pleasure is not unique to Virgin. Branson highlights Southwest Airlines as another exemplar of business where fun is woven into the corporate fabric. Under the charismatic leadership of founder Herb Kelleher, Southwest Airlines embraced unorthodox methods to infuse fun into its operations. Kelleher himself once famously resolved a trademark dispute over an advertising slogan with an arm wrestling match instead of a courtroom battle, showcasing his knack for turning tense situations into moments of lightheartedness. Moreover, Southwest Airlines' staff are known for their humorous antics, like surprising passengers by hiding in overhead bins. This unconventional approach not only makes for a more enjoyable workplace, but also contributes to a unique customer experience that distinguishes Southwest in a fiercely competitive industry. The payoff from maintaining such a fun-filled culture is clear. Not only has Southwest Airlines been lauded as a great place to work, but it also stands as the only airline to record profits consistently for 40 consecutive years. Branson's observations relay a powerful message. Injecting joy and humor into the workplace not only enhances employee satisfaction and team cohesion, but can also be a pivotal strategy in achieving sustained business success. In essence, a company that laughs together lasts together. Part 4. Creating Your Own Luck. A blend of bravery and preparation. Is luck just a random twist of fate, or can we actually have a hand in shaping our own fortunate outcomes? Richard Branson's experiences suggest that luck is not merely about being at the right place at the right time. It's also about being ready and bold enough to seize the opportunities that come your way. Consider the launch of Virgin Records and its first big hit, Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells. While the album enjoyed success in the UK, its potential in the American market was initially dismissed by Ahmet Ertegun, the head of Atlantic Records. Despite these doubts, Branson did not relent. After numerous attempts to persuade Ertegun, a fortuitous meeting occurred where film director William Friedkin visited Ertegun and instantly recognized the album's potential as a soundtrack for his upcoming movie, The Exorcist. This film not only became a monumental success, but also propelled Tubular Bells into global fame. This story illuminates a critical aspect of Branson's perspective on luck. It's often a product of persistent effort and being prepared for the moment when opportunity arises. Ertegun's decision to give the album another listen, influenced by Branson's insistence, set the stage for this serendipitous encounter with Friedkin. Another element in the alchemy of creating luck is courage, a quality vividly demonstrated in the story of Branson's friend, Antonio. While waiting in line at a cinema, Antonio struck up a conversation with a fellow student, Sergey Brin, who mentioned he was starting a company. Motivated by a mix of intuition and bravery, Antonio decided to invest $10,000, money he had saved for a car, in Brin's venture. This company turned out to be Google, and Antonio's small initial stake eventually grew into a fortune worth billions. These anecdotes from Branson's life and the lives of those around him show that although luck might initially seem like a stroke of chance, it often arrives because of a well-prepared mind that is ready to act bravely when an opportunity presents itself. In essence, luck might just be where preparation meets bravery, and understanding this can profoundly change how we approach our goals and ambitions. Part 5. Decisive Patience. How taking your time can lead to better outcomes. In the fast-paced world of business, making quick decisions is often seen as a strength. However, Richard Branson, the seasoned entrepreneur behind the Virgin Group, argues that true wisdom in decision-making often requires a slower approach, which he whimsically refers to as purposeful procrastination. Throughout his career, Branson admits to a propensity for making rapid decisions based on instinct. This approach led to the creation of successful ventures like Virgin Atlantic and Virgin Blue, which were established with minimal preliminary research, relying mainly on Branson's gut feeling. However, not all of Branson's quick decisions have borne fruit. Ventures like Virgin Cola, launched in 1984, and Virgin Brides, initiated in 1996, didn't turn out to be profitable, serving as lessons on the pitfalls of hasty judgment. With years of entrepreneurial experience, both triumphant and challenging, Branson now champions a more deliberate and methodical approach to decision-making. He advocates taking ample time to thoroughly evaluate the facts and potential consequences before arriving at a decision. This philosophy of purposeful procrastination has proven beneficial, saving Virgin from potential disasters. A poignant example of this came when Goldman Sachs approached Branson with an investment opportunity in a then little-known financial commodity. While his team at Virgin Money was initially enthusiastic about the prospect, Branson's unfamiliarity with the commodity prompted him to insist on a deeper investigation. Despite pressure from Goldman Sachs to make a quick commitment, Branson's careful consideration led him to ultimately decline the offer. This decision turned out to be fortuitous, as the commodity in question was subprime mortgages, which were at the heart of the 2007 financial crisis and the subsequent global economic downturn. In 2010, it was revealed that Goldman Sachs had been fined $550 million for distributing misleading information about these investments. Branson's cautious approach not only saved Virgin from significant financial losses, but also protected the company's reputation. This strategy of taking the time to fully understand and contemplate decisions, even under pressure, underscores an essential lesson in leadership. Sometimes, the best action is to take a step back and evaluate, allowing time and patience to guide the decision-making process towards more successful outcomes. Part 6. Defying the Norm: The Transformative Power of Challenging Conventional Wisdom. Throughout history, innovators have consistently faced skepticism and disbelief when proposing groundbreaking ideas. A striking example comes from the 16th century, when Leonardo da Vinci, already a renowned Italian artist, was tasked by Sultan Bayezid II to design a bridge that would span the Bosphorus Strait in Istanbul, effectively connecting Europe and Asia. Despite da Vinci's meticulous designs, which were rooted in advanced mathematical concepts, the engineering community of the time dismissed them as overly ambitious and unrealistic. The bridge, as a result, was never constructed. This historical anecdote mirrors the experiences of many modern-day visionaries, including Richard Branson, who often encountered similar resistance. When launching the first Virgin megastore in New York's Times Square in 1996, Branson faced considerable opposition. Critics argued that Times Square, then perceived as a dangerous area, was an unsuitable location for such a venture. Contrary to their predictions, the store not only thrived, achieving weekly sales over $1 million, but also played a key role in the revitalization of Times Square itself. Branson's defiance of conventional wisdom didn't stop there. Recognizing that a significant portion of a traveler's time is spent on the ground, he revolutionized the typical airport experience. While other airlines provided minimal comfort in their departure lounges, Virgin Atlantic introduced clubhouse lounges that offered a range of luxurious amenities, including gourmet meals, business centers, haircuts, and massages, all included in the flight's price. Critics doubted the financial viability of these lavish offerings, yet once again, Branson's unconventional approach proved successful. The premium on-ground experience attracted a vast number of customers, compelling competitors to upgrade their own lounge services to keep up. These examples from both history and Branson's career illustrate a pivotal lesson. Innovation often requires challenging the status quo. Conventional wisdom can sometimes act as a barrier to progress, stifling creativity and discouraging bold ideas. For those aspiring to make significant impacts, whether in business, technology, or any other field, the stories of Da Vinci and Branson emphasize the importance of perseverance and the courage to pursue visionary ideas, despite facing cynicism and doubt. Part 7. Encouraging the Entrepreneurial Spirit in Education. Richard Branson, a school dropout at 16 who rose to global business prominence, firmly believes that nurturing young entrepreneurs is critical for the future. However, he argues that this cannot be solely the responsibility of the business community. Educational institutions must also play a significant role. Branson emphasizes the need for a radical transformation in educational approaches to foster entrepreneurship among young students. From his perspective, the conventional school curriculum falls short in preparing students for entrepreneurial pursuits. instead of cultivating essential skills like risk-taking, resilience against failure, and innovative thinking, schools tend to focus on traditional academic disciplines like algebra and calculus. Branson suggests that these subjects, while important, do not necessarily equip students with the real-world skills needed to navigate the unpredictable and dynamic landscape of business. Moreover, Branson critiques the standard educational model for stifling creativity and free thought. Qualities he observes are naturally abundant in teenagers. This educational conformity, he points out, discourages young minds from exploring unique career paths and instead channels them towards conventional professions. To remedy this, Branson advocates for greater involvement of practicing entrepreneurs in the educational process. He recalls his own frustration with the limited career discussions in his schooling days, which focused almost exclusively on teaching. By bringing entrepreneurs into classrooms, students can gain exposure to diverse career paths and learn firsthand about the challenges and rewards of running a business. Additionally, Branson encourages entrepreneurs who engage with students to share not just their successes but also their failures. Highlighting the reality of setbacks and the importance of resilience can provide valuable lessons to young aspiring business leaders. In essence, Branson calls for an educational revolution that prioritizes entrepreneurial skills and real-world experiences over traditional academic learning. By doing so, schools can truly prepare students for the demands and opportunities of the future, helping them to realize their full potential as innovators and trailblazers in the world of business. Final summary. The essence of Richard Branson's business philosophy revolves around an unconventional blend of hard work, seizing opportunities, and boldly pursuing unique paths. His success as a global entrepreneur underscores a fundamental lesson. True progress and innovation often come from challenging the norms and daring to be different. Through his ventures and decisions, Branson illustrates that while conventional wisdom may offer comfort, it's the courageous deviation from the expected that fuels significant achievements in business and beyond. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.